Miles Davis was on there with his group. That was with the tough group, with Herbie Hancock and Tony, Williams on the drums. Right. And the drums. That tough band, yeah. Tough band. But I had made Miles' number a hit. See, Milestone was not a hit. He recorded it in 1958. I didn't record it until 4 years later. 4 years later, and right away, I made it a big hit. He played it at a little medium swing and tempo. I played it as fast as I could kick it off. Mm. You know, and then he started playing it as fast as they could.
So you inspired that in Miles.
And then I picked up So What Next. Mm-hmm. This, he did it like, mm-hmm. you know, boom. Instead of playing it like he did when he did So What, I did it as fast as I could kick it off, and then he started doing it the same way. Mm. So now we have become really, well, I knew Miles before that. Now I knew him when I was with Illinois Jacket. I played with Illinois Jacket for about a half a year, 6 months when I came to New York. I was just in New York hustling, you know, trying to make it. And but anyway, Miles and I became friends. He come everywhere we play to hear his numbers. I did Freddie Freeloader. And then Miles would be, he'd get mad. He'd tell all the trumpet players when you come, look, man, you're not supposed to play any notes that are represented by the black keys and the bridge. That was the deal he did for Milestone. I said, tell him to tell Cannonball and John Coltrane that. Because they'd already recorded it. I'm playing all the black notes in there. You're supposed to play nothing but the white notes, white keys on the bridge. But anyway, we became great friends and remained that way until his death. Mm. Until his death. Mm. Yeah.